I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the BizTalk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. This week's show is brought to you by our generous sponsors at National Treatment Centers. Guys, everybody out there. Everybody, listen to me, knows a family that's fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. Everybody. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it or someone you love. If that's the case, pick up the phone and get the ball rolling on kicking that problem right where it lives by calling the professionals at 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891. The number is on our website as well at brilliantfrugalliving.com, and it's staying there, okay? Make it happen, guys. Help the ones you love. Put that chapter behind them. They're the ones that can help. Good stuff. All right, back to the show. I sit here, coffee in hand, looking out the window at the rather gorgeous October laid out in front of us. Some cool stuff happens in our household in October, maybe yours as well. My anniversary with Victor. My God, we're coming up 23 years this year. God bless my hubby. My daughter's birthday, my folks' anniversary, that just came last week. Some good friends' birthdays, lots of cool stuff. I can't believe the kids have been in school for a month. That's unbelievable. Also, oh my God, yes, also celebrating the recent purchase. I mentioned this last week. Of our new car. It's a fabulous Lincoln. It's gorgeous. It's in amazing shape. And in this day and age, when people usually, this is the facts out there. This is not me making this up. The facts are people are spending on average, I'm about to throw up a little bit just thinking about this, $32,000 on a new car, not a new truck or a new SUV or a new camper. Those are entirely different studies. On a new car, 32 grand. Okay, so we bought ours, and this was all Victor. You know this was Victor, but I helped and I paid attention. And here's how we did it. Fabulous Lincoln for 3 grand. Okay, and this, and our car, our new car only has, I say air quotes only about 75,000 miles on it, which is amazing for a car in our driveway. Okay, so it's all good. So when I talked about this briefly last week, we could only cover this in a couple of segments on last week's show. I got back amazing feedback from listeners. I knew we'd have to take this out to another show again today. Amazing. The bloggers, the Facebookers, the LinkedIners, you name it, on how they too got a great deal for their latest car. Thousands of dollars left in the bank instead of, you know, giving it out on cars. They're keeping it and they got the new car. So we're covering that today. Get super comfy because I got miles of paperwork. You can hear this in the background. In no particular order, but I am going to focus on the ones that I liked the best. Okay, here we go. From Michael and Marissa, listening in from Cleveland, Ohio. And this was some advice that was thrown out from a number of different angles as well. One of the biggest things they do to kind of get the edge when they're buying a used car, and again, they all recommend buying used, slightly used, heavily used, middle of the ground used, buy used, skip the loan and pay in cash. Okay, like any other loan, by the time you're done paying it, you have spent far more than the amount of the item you're buying. Now, in the case of a car, you know, with a mortgage on your house, say you've got a $100,000 mortgage, by the time you're done paying that 30 years later, you've spent about $300,000, about triple that, okay? Car loans, it's somewhat similar. If you're buying a car, you know, say for $30,000 and you're doing it on a loan, by the time you're done paying off that loan, you've paid back far more than 30 grand. Okay, so with that in mind, pay it with cash. You're saving yourself huge money down the road. You're opening up a lot more negotiating feel with the seller of the car. They love their cash the same way you do, paying cash. So if at all possible, paying in full for your car using cash saves you a significant chunk of money that you would otherwise spend on interest alone, okay? Additionally, some dealerships, some used car dealerships, also offer cash discounts to customers as well. Good to know. Next thing. And this, again, is stuff I think the majority of us know, but it always helps to hear it out loud again. Choose used over new. Just, it's as simple as that. When you're, and that goes for a lot of different things. Whether you're buying a home, if you're buying a, air quotes, used home, a pre-owned home, you know, something that's been out there for a while, you're going to have more wiggle room on the price than new construction. Same thing goes with cars. Buy a used car. This is one that the guys, again, they try to drum it into my head. I am deathly fearful of this next bit of advice. However, it is hugely helpful. Don't be afraid to negotiate. I am unafraid to negotiate in just about every other aspect of my life. Okay? You name it. However, when we're talking about purchasing a car, I am deer in the headlights. Huge eyeballs, tiny little pupils in my deer in the headlights when we're thinking about negotiating for a car. Here's where it's going to pay off. Huge. It does not hurt to negotiate the price of the car, especially used cars. I have heard from guys all over the country who will go in and fearlessly, they will focus in on any minor flaws inside, outside, under the hood, on top of the hood, whatever it is. Most of the time, and they have proven this through their own life experiences time and time again, you can lower the price significantly, hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars, by simply knowing the value of the car and being willing to walk away if the price isn't right. Don't be shy about that. This applies to both car dealerships and private individuals. Wherever you're buying this used car, there you go. Next up, and this was something that is also important, I'm finding a lot of parallels between buying a used car and buying an, air quotes, used house, because one of the biggest things they talk about, people who have done this time and again for decades, gone after a used car, saved thousands of dollars in the meantime, they always say, be aware of hidden costs. It's a lot like a house. I love that. It's very, very true. Don't get sucked in by the, you know, the outside look of it, the inside look. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's great. Check out the car inside and out. Research it. Find out what the average basic maintenance is for that kind of a make and model versus that kind of a make and model. And know yourself. Car owner, car buyer, know thyself. Know what you're capable of doing on a regular basis and know what you're not. I am on a very low scale of what I'm capable of doing to a car on a regular basis. I can check the oil. I can check the car. I can check the tires. I can check just about anything in there via the gadgetry. I cannot pop up the hood and be like the car whisperer and say, oh, this is what's wrong with it. No. So I have cars that, you know, suit my car personality. Okay? You go out there, do the same, you'll save huge buckage. Next up, remain patient in your search. I cannot emphasize this enough. Now, it can be hard because when you need a car, oftentimes it's not something you can really relax in. You need a car, you need it now. If you already have a car in the driveway and you're simply, you know, adding another one to the car in the driveway, then you have a little more wiggle room in your patience for your search. Do your very, very best. Stick it out. Don't overpay. Don't settle for a car that you know is not going to fit you from a maintenance standpoint. Be patient in your search. And starting your search with the mindset that you're going to drive home in a new vehicle that same day, it's one of the worst, aka most expensive things that you can do when it comes to, say, you know, trying to save money. It will lead to an impulsive purchase, which is always synonymous with spending more money. Okay, there you go. Also, big advice from many people across the board, read the fine print on any loan that you happen to do. Make sure that you can pay back the loan early. Make sure that you won't be stuck with additional fees if you pay down this loan early. And again, best of all, really, if at all possible, please try to pay this thing with cash. It's all good. Now, I keep leaning into this idea because it's more and more true in my head as I speak, that buying a used car is very similar to buying an, air quotes, used house, a pre-owned house, a fixer-upper, if you will. Because when people are talking about this, this is something that, again, is coming in from a good number of the guys, and I love this. I'm ashamed I haven't thought about this before. Don't be afraid to do a little bit of work on your car when it comes to cosmetic things, all right? When we're talking about the car that you love, You have an idea in your head of the color. You have an idea in your head of, you know, all the little bells and whistles. Okay? We all do. Here's the thing. If you go out there and you're on Craigslist or you're on Auto Trader or you're on any of those sites or you're going past your, you know, favorite used car lot that's been ranked really, really well by friends and family and online, you see a car, it's perfect in every way, except the paint isn't great or it's chipped really bad and you're not quite, it's not quite doing it for you. It's a game changer or it's a completely, totally wrong color that you hate. Here's the thing. Don't be afraid to get it painted. I have never in my life even considered painting a car, and I'm hearing from people right and left, mostly the guys, saying don't be afraid to go up there and say, hey, you know what, that stark white on the car, it's not doing it for me. I wanted, you know, a beautiful, you know, painted black car or painted red, or I wanted something with the flames or whatever it is. Don't be afraid to go there and envision it like you would envision a fixer-upper house with a new coat of paint. Oh my God, that makes all the difference in the world. And here's the best part. Getting it painted a lot of times does not have to cost a lot of money. Again, from guys far more knowledgeable on this than I am, they're saying you go to any one of, you know, go to a reputable place. Don't rush this purchase. Research it. There are places like Mako out there. There are auto body shops with some genius guy in the back who lives and loves painting cars and just making them beautiful again. And oftentimes these smaller mom and pop shops will do a phenomenal job for just a couple $100. So if you're finding the car that you love, it's the year, it's the make, it's the model, it has the, you know, the odometer smiling at you, not too many miles on it, it's exactly what you're looking for, but you had always envisioned like a silver or a black or a, you know, even a, you know, white or a red or whatever, and it's some ugly, ridiculous, who knows, green, canary yellow, just a game changer color. Don't be afraid to get it painted. Never even occurred to me. I've never had a car painted. It only costs a couple $100, and awaiting you on the other side of a little bit of dry paint is the car of your dreams. I love that stuff. Guys, the time is flying. Hang out for a second. More after the break, including coming up later in the hour, Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate, and none other than Sheryl Crow with a little bit of advice for you all. Stay tuned. Cheap and small,
I'm not too steep. The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
Sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, is the sudden, unexplained death of a baby younger than one. During SIDS Awareness Month, the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NICHD, Safe to Sleep campaign wants everyone to know how to help babies sleep safely. Dr. Marion Coso Thomas of the NICHD.
To reduce the risk of SIDS, always place your baby on his or her back to sleep. Use a firm and flat sleep surface, such as a mattress, in a safety-approved crib covered by a fitted sheet with no other bedding or soft items in the sleep area. Do not put soft objects, toys, crib bumpers, or loose bedding anywhere in the baby's sleep area. The American Academy of Pediatrics also recommends that parents share their room with the baby, keeping him or her close to their bed, but on a separate surface designed for infants, ideally for the first year, but preferably for at least the first 6 months.
For more information, go to safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few thousand dollars. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit GetProtected.com. That's GetProtected.com.
BizTalk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@BizTalkRadio.com. Or you can send us comments via the BizTalk Radio app.
We are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, talking about ways to get your hands on that brand new car, brand new to your household anyway, for a lot less than what other people are paying for their cars these days. The average household is paying $32,000 for a new car these days. Not a new truck, not a new camper, not a new rocket ship. Those are whole different numbers. This is just for cars. And you know what? I can't do it. Even if we had the means to do it, still, I cannot sit there and say, well, certainly I'd be delighted to spend $32,000 on that car. The words can't even come out of my mouth. My nose feels like it's going to fall off if I say those. It's not going to happen. Maybe you're the same way. I'm hoping you're the same way. And here's how we got it done for a lot less. We recently purchased our latest car. We've got a Lincoln. We love our Lincolns. If it doesn't look like it could fit in a great, Goodfellas or Mafia hit job movie, you're not going to find it in our household. My husband loves the bigger cars. Now, once we had the kids, I really got, bigly sold on the bigger cars. They're incredibly safe. They have their, they hold their own on the road. They're not like these dinky little cars. I'm seeing so many cars out there, and no slam to people driving them. I'm very impressed with people driving those cars that look like they fit on the end of a keychain. Look like you can kind of pick it up and throw it across any traffic jams. Those dinky little cars, I cannot get in one of those cars. I know several people with that kind of a car. I'm on the other end of the spectrum where it has to be a larger car, one that I feel very safe in. So we love our Lincolns, okay? There are many other, makes and models out there that can do the trick. We do the Lincolns. Got ourselves a Lincoln with really relatively few miles on it, and for only, $3,000. And we paid cash, because that's the way we roll around here, literally. And I was hearing back from people right and left, people who have done this a dozen times or so in their car buying, history. Who better to hear from them? So I'm just reading in no particular order all of their great advice, listening in here. One, and this is another great one that I heard from more than one person. Keep a business mindset. Whether you're a guy or a gal out there buying it, buying a car, and again, I go back to the buying a house analogy, it's very emotional. You're going to be in this car. This car kind of speaks a bit about your personality. So, of course, it's a personal decision, but you have to keep a business mindset. It's not an emotional decision. Don't do it. And if a salesperson or a car seller, if it's a private sale, maybe tries to get you to test drive a different car that's out of your budget, or I don't know, maybe has bells and whistles you don't care to pay for, don't get snookered. Don't get, sucked in there. It's so easy to get sucked in. I know this. Don't do it. Bring it back to center. Bring it right back to center. Stay focused like a laser and remember what financially makes sense to me. Okay, if you get excited about the features, you're going to lose your edge big time. Next up, and this is for people who aren't paying cash. It simply is not in the cards for this particular car purchase and you have to get a loan. Go out there and get pre-approved for a loan. Visit your bank or go online, see what kind of rates and terms you can get for an auto loan. Know what you can afford. Okay, get on those calculators. It says, hey, you can afford a $2 billion car. That's great. Yeah, okay, throttle back. Just listen to the sound of my voice. You're not getting a $2 billion car. Say, for instance, it says, hey, great news. You can afford a $30,000 car. That kind of a car payment, you can afford. Don't do it. You know what? I'm saying this. I'm preaching to the choir. I realize that. Throttle it back to maybe, I don't know, a $10,000 car and buy one that fits every one of your needs. Needs, not your wants, your needs. Go out there and get it. Enjoy a very low car payment compared to what they say you can afford. And everyone's a winner. Here's another big thing. Kind of like buying a house. Know your credit score. It is a must find, must have. You cannot look at the, you know, the car, you know, owner, seller, car dealership. You can't look them in the eye and say you don't know your credit score. You're going to look small game. Okay. You're going to look small potatoes. You're going to look small game. Know your credit score. Own it. Be aware of it. Work on it if it has to come up a little bit. It's a must-have before you head into any dealership. It is a huge negotiating tool that you can use in your favor if you've got a good credit score. If you don't have a good credit score, helpful to know that too. Knowing your credit worthiness along with the loan terms you can get from your own bank helps you negotiate with the dealer's finance office. When you go in there looking knowledgeable, that's money in your pocket, okay? You can't judge how good of a financing offer they're making you if you don't know what you deserve, okay? Keep that business mindset. Stay focused, laser focused. Don't get sucked in by all the bells and the whistles. You know, you want this, you want that. Yeah, I get it. I want it too. I would like, you know, I'd like a car that gives me a back rub every time I get into it. It's not going to happen though. It's not what I need. That's what I want. Get everything you need. Hold off on the stuff you want, all right? Search the web, another big thing out there. Search the web in a way that maybe you didn't think you could. There are sites out there where you will plug in the make, the model, the odometer, the, you know, how many owners it's had, and it will rank for you just how much that's worth. Go in there knowing it. It's a huge bargaining chip. It's power that you can unleash that a huge number of used car shoppers doesn't, you know, put in their favor. Make it work for you. Put that knowledge, all of that research in your back pocket, along with your money that you're going to save, and everybody's a winner. Here's another one. Where was this one? This is a good one. Show off your military status. Another thing that didn't even occur to me. If the person out there buying the car has any kind of a military background, first of all, thank you very much for your service. And car dealers, you notice when you drive by, they love to wave the flag. That's one of the reasons I love them. If you or your spouse is a veteran or active duty military, chances are outstanding. You will be eligible for a cashback or a discount of $1,000 or more, which is a beautiful thing to me. So call the dealership you're interested in or just check online. Research it online ahead of time and see if they have that kind of thing going on. Oftentimes, that can be the game changer. You got to love it. This is the one I wanted to make sure we get to. This is important as well, because this is advice that goes across all spectrums, whether you're buying a car, you're buying a house, you're getting a loan for anything, you have a credit card. Don't compare your deal with anyone else's, okay? This is advice from Rowan. He's listening in from Charlotte, North Carolina. He had some great advice, and one of the best things he recommended, because he has done about a dozen used car deals over the course of his driving life. And he's saying here, a good deal is one that you're comfortable with. Don't waste your time or your energy wondering about the deals other people get. And he warns of situations with friends or coworkers, you know, anybody, where you might get to talking about what you paid and then other people, you know, spout what they paid for the same car or something very similar. Someone else's total price might be better than yours. Or maybe they're lying, but you don't know about their credit. You don't know about their down payment or any other factors of the sale, okay? So go out there, listen, keep your ear to the ground as to what other people are spending. Take it all with a grain of salt, because people love to say, you know, their fish was this big, their deal was this great. Stick to what you know. Stick to what impacts you. Don't worry about what other people are paying for their car. Don't worry about the loan. Don't worry about the rate. Don't worry about if they pay cash, don't pay cash. I'm concerned with you. Couldn't care less about the coworker. All right. I want you in the gorgeous car, safe, dependable, minimal bells and whistles, because guess what? They're going to break and they're going to cost money when they break. I want you driving up to work or to your friends or to your family in a car that you worked hard to earn, better yet, paid with cash. Minimal bells and whistles, beautiful, sleek, the color that you're looking for. Everyone is a winner. If you're comfortable with what you're driving in, you're comfortable with what you paid, better yet, you're thrilled with what you paid, and you're driving around in this new car, new to you, that's the best deal out there. That's all that you want. That's the gold right there. You're the one that lives with the payments or lack thereof. This is your baby. No one else's. Go out there and make it happen. I'm loving our new car. I want you guys to love your next one as well, especially the price you pay for it. Guys, again, time is flying. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this. Cheap is
small, and not too... I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that use Balance of Nature as well.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
For a limited time, use discount code RADIO6 to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code RADIO6.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour. It's been an amazing show so far. And we've got fabulous stuff coming up as well. Dad already knows this. I'm high as a kite on this interview I did earlier today. Sheryl Crow coming up after the next break. In the meantime, you have my favorite segment. Sheryl Crow, I love her, but there's a guy out there that I love the segment far more. Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. Hanging out here in studio with Dad's usual truckload of incredibly cool, incredibly up-to-date info. Here to break it all down for us. Welcome back, sir.
So, Chrissy, once again, this is John Harriet with Keller Williams Real Estate. So would you rather listen to me or listen to Sheryl Crow?
Sheryl Crow was fun to talk to you, but I got five minutes with her.
So I'm going to be crushed, and folks, there may be static coming over the line here because there'll be a tear falling on the microphone.
Never.
Anyway, she doesn't know as much about real estate as I do.
And I would much rather hang out with you week after week. Little Taste of Sheryl Crow, nice. Her music is fantastic. Had a great chat with her that's coming up after the next break. But I find, despite the fun Hollywood taste once in a while, I have far more in common with you, Pop, especially our mutual love for saving money, investing it wisely, and getting ourselves into the real estate market. What's the tea leaves telling you this week, sir?
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. We are going to talk, first of all, about the Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. Do you have any questions about what we're going to be talking about today or any question about real estate? But anyway, today we're going to be talking about people who are on the fence about either buying a house or making a move-up buy.
Okay.
But they don't have the money for a 20% down payment.
Oh, okay.
So they need to pay PMI, mortgage insurance.
I think a lot of people are going to fall into that category, honestly.
There are a lot of people who are making home purchases with less than 20% down. And there are some people, I am sure, who are thinking about, it's time to buy, it's time to move up. More probably people who are trying to buy that first house, but they say, I really need a 20% down payment or a 10% down payment, and I don't have that. And even if I put down 10%, I'm still going to have to pay this private mortgage insurance, which adds a lot to my monthly principal and interest payment. So I'm going to sit tight for a year or two or three and wait until I get the 20% down saved up. And folks, if you do that, you're really going to be selling yourself short from a financial net worth perspective.
Yep.
So if you can purchase a home with less than a 20% down payment, why aren't more people doing that? I think more people are not doing that because they really don't understand the ins and outs of buying a home, the tax advantages, the probable increase in value, and how they are going to begin to build their family's wealth if they go ahead and make that move, make that buy now, and put down whatever they can to get into the deal and go ahead and pay the private mortgage insurance if they need to.
I think they're thinking more short game, not really extrapolating the numbers out and seeing where their net worth is going to be 5, 6, 7 years from now. They're only thinking, right now, which is understandable, but you got to just sit down, get a quiet moment, put pen to paper, and realize where you'll be in 5, 7 years, if you do go for that option.
Yep. So let's talk about that. Okay. And by the way, folks, if you would like to see the article that backs up what we're going to be talking about here today, just again, send us a text message to Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate and say, PMI article, and we'll get a copy of it out to you. Just include your email address, okay?
Cool.
Now, let's contrast a couple or an individual or whoever wanting to buy a house, typical entry-level house that you can get, pretty decent house, for $250,000.
All right. Okay? Sounds good.
And let's just say that they've got 3% to put down. That's going to be $7,500. They're going to take out a loan for $242,500.
Right.
They're going to take out a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 4.6%, which is still amazingly low.
Absolutely.
Their mortgage payment, principal and interest, is going to be $1,243.16.
That's good.
How's that for precision?
Okay? Very precise.
Now, they're PMI, or private mortgage insurance, and that is to insure the lender. So if the borrower is unable to pay the mortgage loan, the mortgage lender can foreclose on the house, yes, but then they can go to the private mortgage insurance and be reimbursed for the expenses they got that they weren't paid for.
That's insurance for the lender, not for you.
That's insurance for the lender, not for you. So the PMI is going to be $111.15 a month, and your total payment under these conditions is going to be $1,345.31 a month.
Okay, which is very doable. It's honestly, you know, less than most people's rents these days.
I would guess it is probably less than most people's rent.
Yeah.
Now, you are going to have to pay taxes on your property.
Oh, sure.
But still, even if you add in the taxes, my guess is it's still going to be less than what a lot of people are paying for rent. Now, let's contrast that with 20% down payment and see how much of a hole we're in here with this PMI, private mortgage insurance. Okay, 20% down payment to get no PMI, that's $50,000.
Okay.
Not too many people have $50,000 just laying around.
Nope.
But you would take out a mortgage loan then for $200,000. Again, you get the same 30-year fixed rate, 4.6%, and your mortgage payment then is $1,025.29.
Okay, so about...
Your PMI is zero.
Zero.
So your total monthly mortgage payment for principal and interest and PMI is $1,025.29. So, looking 5 years down the road, Chrissy, who do you think is going to be better off? The person who puts down the 3% down payment and pays the PMI for 5 years? Or the person who says, no, I don't want to pay PMI, naughty, naughty PMI, lender not playing nice, I'm going to wait until I've got 20% down.
That's where I'm going to sit
down. Who is going to be better off in 5 years, the person who takes the plunge for the 3% down or the person who continues to rent?
Oh, boy, definitely the person who takes the plunge. Fears be darned, it's definitely get in there PMI and all, is my thought.
That is the correct answer.
Yay!
That is the correct answer. And here's some math to put behind that. The mortgage payment with the PMI is $1,345.
Right.
The mortgage payment without the PMI is $1,025. That's a difference of $320.
$300 a month.
$300 a month. You say, well, my goodness, you know, I could go out to eat probably four times a month for that.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. So if you put those payments out for 5 years, $320 a month times 12 months a year times 5 years, you will have laid out $19,200 in private mortgage insurance.
Okay.
Not chicken feed.
Nope.
But what has happened to the probable value of your house?
That's where the fun stuff comes in.
Now, the CoreLogic, in their home price expectation survey, most recent one, and they do this every quarter, folks, so they keep things up to date. They're saying that a house priced at $250,000 is probably going to increase in value, sales price, by about $50,000 over the next 5 years.
Okay.
So you say your house is worth $50,000 more, and you put out $19,000 more in PMI, well, that difference is $31,000. So you can sit there and laugh at the person who continues to rent saying, ha, 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 look at my net worth. So at that point in time, well, see, you've got $31,000 in equity from the value buildup.
Yep.
You probably paid down $5,000, $10,000 of your mortgage balance, so that's equity. So you probably got $40,000, maybe $50,000 in equity in your house, at which point you could sell and put 20% down for another. Or you could. If you get yourself a home equity line of credit, use that home equity line of credit to go out and buy a bigger house, continue to rent the house you've been living in. I've known people who have done that every 5 or 6 years, and over the course of a 30-year home buying career, they wind up with 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 homes.
Wow.
And a very, very nice retirement nest egg.
Beautiful stuff.
A very, very nice retirement nest egg. So, folks, if you're wondering about should I put the 3% down and pay the PMI, or should I save and scrimp and work real hard to save the 20%, so I can get away from paying PMI, my strong advice would be pay the PMI, take the plunge, and I think you'll be much better off for it. Now, the person you ought to talk this over with, in addition to texting me and asking me to give you this article, talk it over with your local realtor. Find yourself a realtor, interview at least 2, preferably 3 or 4. If you're not in Delaware or Pennsylvania, I can't represent you, but find yourself a realtor who you really feel good about. Talk to him or her, and then work this kind of scenario. Make sure you get comfortable with it yourself, and then go out and take the plunge.
I love that you did. And one other thing, we talk about PMI. I always think about how when Victor and I bought our fixer, we had to do PMI. We put enough on the house to get into the house, but we still need to do some PMI very briefly, because when you buy a fixer, you spend a little time fixing it. They reassess how much equity you have in the house. PMI was ancient history just a couple of months after we moved in.
Yep.
So that's all good, too.
Yep. Yeah. And if you do some fix-up in your house, a lot of it you can do yourself. And if you think you've fixed it up enough to get to a spot where you got 20% equity, well, you call your friendly bank and say, or your friendly lender, and say, I think I've got 20% equity in the house. And they'll say, well, get an appraiser out there to back that up. You get an appraiser out there to back that up, you can cancel the private mortgage insurance out well before the five-year time period.
Very cool. So even though we've got ourselves a very hot fall season coming up, and it literally is hot here in the Philadelphia area. I think we're supposed to get some crazy storms
later.
It is
hot. Mm-hmm.
But that's going to cool off and stuff.
Yeah,
but let this be a fantastic reminder. Just because we're officially going into fall, the real estate market is still red hot. Buying, selling, renting, flipping, whatever it is, get in there, man. PMI be darned.
Correct. Now, along those lines, let's talk a little bit about where our mortgage interest rates headed in 2019.
Ooh, 2019. Can you believe we're talking 2019?
I certainly do.
Wow.
I certainly do. Now, Chrissy, do you think mortgage interest rates are going to be going up in 2019 or down in 2019?
Okay.
Are we going to be going uppity, uppity, up or down, down, down?
Well, in my, you know, fantasy land, I would love to see them going down because I'm just that selfish and want to do that. However, all common sense, regular headlines, when you read between consumer confidence and you read about, you know, everything else, I hate to say this, but I think they're probably going to inch their way up just a bit for the best of reasons, because we're on a great track as an economy, and that's the natural side effect of that.
Bingo. If you were on Jeopardy and you said, what is a 5.2% interest rate? And the question was, where are interest rates going to be at the end of the third quarter in 2019? You'd be getting money or
there
something.
There you go.
Or however
exactly
they
right.
handle Jeopardy. I never watched Jeopardy.
Good stuff.
But anyway, interest rates going up is another reason that you ought to jump into that home market right now, because if interest rates are 5% now, or 4.5% now, rather, which is about where they are,
right,
and they're going to be 5% at some time in 2019, well, every 1% rise in interest rates means you've got a 10% increase in principal and interest.
That's not a small amount.
And in that example we were just talking about, if interest rates go up from 4% to 4.5%,
mm-hmm,
$600 a year over the space of 30 years, you ain't talking small change
exactly
there either.
Exactly right.
And, sweetheart, I think we are about at the end of the segment, aren't
Good
we?
Good stuff. We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, but not too steep.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Attention business owners and independent contractors, this is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
Gang, we are hot back into October. The year is flying. Don't get me started. But in case you didn't know, October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and none other than Sheryl Crow joins us today via our newsmaker line to give us all of the latest gossip, all of the headlines with her, as well as share with us her own experience with breast cancer as she hangs out with leading OBGYN, Dr. DeCarla Albright. Sheryl and Dr. DeCarla, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Sheryl, we're going to start with you. First of all, you have got a huge, unbelievable fan base in my listenership. When I was bragging about having you on, every speck of my social media lit up like Christmas. You are so adored for so many reasons. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, that's so nice.
Are you kidding? You're the best. And since you were diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006, that feels like a freaking blink ago. I can't believe that's 12 years ago. And now you, as a breast cancer survivor, there's a beautiful word, tell us how it's affected your life, if you can, and perhaps maybe how you look at it since.
Well, you mentioned that you wanted the gossip, and I'm just going to tell you right now, I have dense breasts.
Yes.
There, I said it. it's changed my life in a lot of different ways. Obviously, those who go through breast cancer or who actually are diagnosed with a life-threatening illness, it can definitely open your eyes to not sweating the small stuff and learning how to take care of yourself. But I think as much as that, I also have this incredible fan base made up of moms, of daughters, and I have the opportunity and the honor of being able to disseminate the information that I know of, and that information is more and more encouraging every day in the world of cancer. And one of the things that we're talking about now is the fact that those of us who have dense breasts, no matter what the size or the shape, it's good for you to find out if you have dense breasts, and the 3D mammography is the best opportunity for getting an early diagnosis. And the risk for women who have dense breast goes up. So that's really our messaging this particular breast cancer month, because we're still learning and we're really improving in our technology.
Oh, so true. And you touched on so many important points there. Dr. Albright, I want to get you in on this. What should women know in general? You know, the amount of information out there is just growing. It's going by light years every year with all of the various medical breakthroughs and all the stuff that we don't know about that we should. What should women know about dense breasts and screening at this point?
Well, I think the first point is to know whether or not you do have dense breasts.
Sure.
So that goes to your mammogram and your mammography report and having a discussion with your physician about whether or not you're in one of those categories. And then once you know your breast density category, it's better for you because then you can advocate for yourself and advocate for your imaging technology, which I do believe should be 3D mammography. 3D mammography is going to be great technology for women of all breast densities, but definitely if you are on the higher density side, it's going to make it better to detect a cancer in that area.
Oh, absolutely. You're so right. Cheryl, back to you. What do you hope women will learn from your experience? If you had three bullet points, what would you be thinking? I really hope they pull this from the interview today.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we don't have a cure for cancer, and there are lots of different kinds of breast cancers. But the one thing that we do know is that early detection does save lives. And you can go to genius3dnearme.com and find out where you can find the Hologic 3D Genius 3D machine and get your mammography every year. Put in your zip code, find the closest Hologic 3D machine, and make sure and follow up. Know the terrain of your breasts, know your family history, and it really can save lives. And that's really the great news.
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, in this day and age, I just turned 50. We've got people, you know, a generation ahead of us, a generation behind us. And the difference in technology in just that short amount of time is just staggering. It's so encouraging. It's so wonderful. And with great people like you out there beating the drum for it, the word's just going to get further and further. Where can our audience go specifically for more information?
There's all kinds of information on genius3dnearme.com. You'll learn so many new things, and also you'll find out where you can get to that 3D mammography machine.
There you go. And ladies and gentlemen who have ladies in your life, the best news is get yourself checked. You could find out that you could have dense breasts just like Sheryl Crow. Let's go for that, shall we? As our leading for this, all kidding aside, what you're doing is so important. It is literally saving lives, I have no doubt. And you've got an open mic anytime to come on back and talk. We'd love to have you back.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet. And until next week, gang, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
I used to ride with a vending machine repairman. He said he's been down this road more than twice. He was high on intellectualism. I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Show. Everybody gets high.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.